You're tuned in to Morning Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. The black bear that's been ransacking bird feeders on the west side of Traverse City has finally been trapped. This bear is believed to be the same one seen roaming the Meyer parking lot last fall. DNR biologist Steve Griffith has been trying to track down the animal since then. Yesterday, I caught up with Griffith and asked him what his reaction was when he finally got his bear.
It was a big yahoo. I was pretty excited. He's taken a lot of our time, and the longer he was in around Traverse City, the higher the chance was for something just to go wrong. You know, if somebody accidentally cornered him, or he was hit by a car and became injured, and then they just become unpredictable. So it was a safety concern, and we spent a lot of time. So it was a lot of excitement to know we finally caught him.
And can you explain the location again, like where he was finally trapped?
He was real close to Kids Creek, right in behind the new movie theater, Oriana West, old Horizon Outlet Mall.
I know you've been trying a bunch of different things to trap him with. What did you end up baiting it with? What worked?
We finally got him with just plain old bird seed. Most of the bird feeders he was hitting was, black oil sunflower seeds or, the kind of bird seed people put out for winter birds, high energy, and a couple suet cakes.
And so you caught him with bird seed. What were some of the other things? Like, you got real creative with some of that bait before. Can you just remind me what was some of the stuff you initially tried trapping him with?
Sure. We used some bacon, donuts, some of those Dolly Madison fruit pies, marshmallows, and we usually use a vanilla or anise oil or something that's got a lot of scent that will stand out and draw them in. They have an incredible sense of smell.
What will happen now?
Now that we finally captured him, we're gonna sedate him and we'll fit him with a radio collar. Not necessarily to track him, but then we can identify him. And if he does start hanging around, other human habitations, cities or towns or whatever, then we will know it's him, and then we can find him and catch him a lot easier this next time, if we have to. Hopefully we won't. Today's going to be a bumpy kind of a long day for him.
I know you can't disclose exactly where, but it's northern lower Michigan somewhere.
He'll stay in the state, northern lower, bear country. Specifically, we'll try to get as far away from any homes or towns or anything like that where it's good bear habitat. So likely there'll be other bears in that area, but then they'll bounce around and develop some social order.
You're concerned that he's gotten real comfortable around humans?
That's correct. He's gotten quite habituated, climbing steps up onto people's decks, or walking right down the street with cars, stalking them right behind him. And people, he's not run off, just kind of wandered off when people yell at him. And that's, he's definitely too comfortable around people. And number one is public safety.
So yeah, what is the concern if he kind of goes back to that sort of lifestyle?
Well, the concern, black bears don't think of people as food, but they learn to associate food with people. So if I tolerate being around humans, I can probably get bird seed or garbage or pet food or stuff like that. And you just, with a wild animal, especially a large, strong wild animal, you just don't know what's going to happen. And like I said before, public safety is number one. We certainly are concerned for the animal's welfare as well, but the number one's human safety.
So he'll be released. He won't be shot or anything or put down. But if he were to come back, then you'd have to look at other measures. Can you kind of explain that?
Yeah, if he ends up becoming a repeat offender, and then at that point, we're always reluctant to, but we may have to make that decision where he's euthanized at that point. Hopefully not. Hopefully today's a big enough deterrent that he swears off human food.
Steve Griffith is a biologist with the Michigan DNR. He says it's still a good idea to take down your bird feeders this time of year as bears are active. And you can see a video of the bear in his trap. That's at our Facebook page. You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.